B-Pod Studios.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
And man, what a Phillies game today. What a roller coaster ride. Who better to talk about it than the Hall of Famer, Curly Wright for The Athletic. He just does a tremendous job. It's a real pleasure to speak to him every week. And he's brought to you by Everfresh Juices and Juice Drinks, nature's refreshment available at your neighborhood store. Mr. Jason Stark, how are you today, Jason? Kind of a boring day, huh?
I'm good, Tyrone. What's happening, man?
Man, I'm telling you. So this is all linked together. So the Phillies game, they're down 5-0. They get the 3 runs. Trey Turner's fourth at bat was one of the worst at bats, likely of his career. He swung at 2 pitches that, like, maybe little league kids could see where it was not a strike. And the next at bat, he gets booed, and we'll discuss that in a moment. First pitch, bottom nine, bang into the seats. This is why you love baseball, Jason.
No kidding, man. You know, I've been thinking for a while now that was a moment that felt like it was waiting to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, this guy is not as bad as he's looked. He's not close to as bad as he's looked. We know that. And he's just gotten into this mode of just swinging at every pitch thrown. It's like our whole Nick Castellanos conversation from last year, where you just can't make up your mind to swing before the pitch is thrown in modern baseball. It just doesn't work out real well. And he's number 10 in the sport in swinging at pitches outside the strike zone. Nick Castellanos is number 11, by the way. And with the very worst contact rate when he swings at those pitches of anybody on that leaderboard. And I don't know why anybody throws him a strike at this point. He got one in the ninth inning, and we saw what happened.
Just unbelievable.
Yeah, and just to follow up, he got booed in the previous at-bat. And you've been consistent about this for a long time, Jason, about does the booing help? There'll be fans, and they may be misguided, so I'll let you have the floor. They think that the booing is what led to what happened in the ninth. But go right ahead and your take on booing guys when they're giving it their all.
Yeah, I'm not going to connect those dots. I've explained this to you before. I've lived most of my life in Philadelphia. I know we boo. I understand why we boo. I know we think that that's in the Bill of Rights for Philadelphians, right to free speech, right to peaceable assembly, and the right to boo. I get it. I've seen it, okay? But I have a problem with the booing of Trey Turner because he's a guy who has said unequivocally, I stink, I'm terrible, this is the worst I've ever played in my life. And that's where I draw the line, because I understand booing guys who stink and think everything's fine. I understand booing guys who don't try, who don't hustle, who won't shoot when the game's on the line. I understand booing guys who don't want to be here in Philadelphia. I understand booing the guys who kill your team in the postseason. I understand all that, okay? I don't understand what it accomplishes to boo people like Trey Turner, who own it, who own up to it, who admit to it, who even understand why they're getting booed. And, I mean, I don't think it was the booing that motivated him to hit that home run. I don't think booing motivates anybody except a really, really microscopic portion of the population. And you can tell me if you agree or disagree, but I just don't get it at times. Sorry.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Looking ahead, though, you have the Atlanta Braves, you have the New York Mets for 7 games. How important are these 7 games for this club to try and, you know, turn this thing around a bit?
Yeah, well, it's definitely a huge trip. This is the latest they've gone into a season without playing the Braves since 2004. It's the latest they've gone without playing the Mets since 1996. And, you know, I don't think they're going to win the division anyway. But it's a different world now with this schedule. These opportunities to make up ground head-to-head in the division are just so much more rare now with two fewer series against both those teams. So, look, they went in today 7 games behind the Braves, 2.5 behind the Mets. If I'm calculating this right, it looks like they'll face both Scherzer and Verlander in New York and both Strider and Morton in Atlanta. So let's see where they are. I don't even know, but I do wonder if today has meaning that extends beyond a day, both for Trey Turner and for the whole group, because the body language out there over the last week has been really frustrated.
We're speaking with the Hall of Famer, Jason Stark, currently writing for The Athletic, Jason. So yesterday and recently, Sir Anthony was the favorite to close the majority of the games at the start of the year. Yesterday, he fails to record out. He just hasn't looked right. Meanwhile, Soto, for the most part, has gotten it back together. Kimbrel has gotten it back together. Alvarado was pitching well before he got injured, and he's on pace to maybe be back in another week or so, they were saying. What's going on with Sir Anthony? Because he was such a big part of that bullpen last year.
Man, that's a great question, Tyrone. I'm not a doctor. I do wonder if he's hurt, because velocity is fine. Location just comes and goes. You never know from start to start, inning to inning, batter to batter. He just doesn't look like he has the same presence. You know, he's had one clean inning in 3 weeks. One. So I just wonder if something's nagging at him, because it just hasn't been the same guy, and it hasn't been since spring training. And as you said, we've seen the best of him, and we've seen everybody else around him in that bullpen who was supposed to be a big part of the late innings get better.
The best show ever on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Going into the game today, they had a very similar record than they did last season. Now, I'm not calling for a managerial fire or anything, but, you know, we did look at Joe Girardi and wonder what was going on last year before they made the change. Is any of this on Rob Thompson, or is that unfair?
Boy, Hunter, I think that's a reach. When a team underachieves, I guess it's always on the manager to some degree, but if you take a step back, and I talked to Dave Dombrowski a little bit about this last night, like, what are their biggest issues? I feel like they've had two biggest issues that you wouldn't have seen coming. The defense part, they're just not built to catch the ball. But one, they haven't had anywhere near the level of health or dependability that they had in the rotation last year. Not close. Ranger was just a mess today. And two, this is a team that is built to hit and still hasn't hit. I don't see any evidence that this manager has lost this team. If he had, how would you explain what you saw today?
Yeah, I think that's totally reasonable answer.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Jason, one, you alluded to it. I want to just ask you about it. You know, I always hear, and I listen to you because you're the adult in the room. So we get some people say momentum's only as good as the next day starting pitching. You just mentioned, you alluded to earlier in the call, that maybe the Phillies can grab something from this, get on that plane, and maybe can carry over a little bit. Is there carryover? Is there really momentum in baseball?
Momentum in baseball is overrated during the season, Tyrone. But, it, you know, as I mentioned, if you really watch that team closely over the last week or two, the body language told you they were feeling it. You know, they needed a game like today. I don't know what the odds were of winning a game where you're down 5-0 in the sixth inning to Zach Gallen, who's pretty much the best pitcher in the league. I'm pretty sure you'd have a better shot at winning the Powerball. So to come back and win that way, to have Trey Turner take that swing, to have Alec Bohm, who is another guy who his body language over the last couple of weeks has been, wow, you know, for him to have that swing of the bat and have that walk-off, I do think that has carryover. You know, this team is so much better offensively than it's shown. And I just wonder if relaxing will bring some of that out of them. You know, you saw it in October, what the right vibe, what the right confidence, what the right momentum can mean for the group as a whole offensively. Because, like, if they're going to do anything, they've got to hit. They know it. Everybody knows it. They keep saying they're going to do it, and we're almost 50 games in, and it hasn't happened. So maybe this gets some of that started. Like, we'll see. They got two really good teams to play over the next week and really good pitching they're going to face, and they're going to need better pitching themselves. But this has a chance, I think, to be a moment that means more than just one win.
Well, Jason, we appreciate you being flexible on the time. We appreciate the the wisdom, each, and obviously the great stuff over at the Athletic. We look forward to talking to you soon, man.
Always my pleasure, Tyrone. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks so much. That was Jason Stark, the Hall of Famer, currently writing for the Athletic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.